Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Well, the most dangerous mind on the internet, Dr. James Fetzer, indeed gets it right. That's exactly right, Jim. And welcome, everybody. This is the first of our new monthly simulcast. This is the Perfect Triangle on Speak Free Radio, plus the raw deal on Revolution Radio. I haven't been on Revolution Radio in almost 2 years, but it looks like I was looking at the website. It looks like it's going strong. So welcome to the both audiences. And, you know, Jim, it's really amazing that if you look at what the Zionist Talmudists have been doing for the last going on 150 years, you know, dating back to the end of the 19th century when they first tried to create their one world government, their one banking system, their one world religion. It was the Tsar of Russia and Kaiser Wilhelm and his premier Otto von Bismarck put the kibosh on that, and the children of the devil, the Talmudists, Zionists, put a blood libel on both countries. And look at what the Jews have done to Germany. But Russia is still amazingly resistant. And so what we've looked at, Jim, in the last 5 years is no less than three initiatives to get that one world government, one world religion, the Jews controlling everything. And the scamdemic with the bubonic jujab mRNA technology failed. It is killing a lot of people, sadly, but it did fail as far as creating this mass fear and willingness to be enslaved by the regular jabs with the illegal, immoral genetic tampering. And then they went with the whole Ukraine. You know, they did a color revolution, the vile Jew, Victoria Nuland, Noodleman Kagan, in 2014 overthrew the duly elected government. And so that's pretty much failed to start World War III, which according to Albert Pike is how they're going to get that one world religion, three world wars. And so then they go with this ridiculous man-made climate change, which I don't know about you, Jim, but every other day I'm getting an email from 1,000 or 1,500 legitimate climate PhD scientists saying this is all a scam. So that's failing. Nobody's going for that. And so now they're back to trying to start World War III again in the Middle East, which with an amazing powder keg area. And, you know, I don't know, man. You know, if you look at the map, Israel is just a tiny dot surrounded by billions, at least a billion, if not more, of Arabs and Muslims, right? I mean, I know Israel has a lot of technology, but, you know, to start a war when, you know, Iran could wipe them off the face of the earth. I mean, Russia has a lot of relations with Syria and a lot of business. Russia could wipe them off, although I don't think Russia would. But anyway, Jim, it's certainly they're pushing. And this is, I feel, the closest we've ever gotten to World War III. And to address your question finally, to go absolutely gutturally, subhumanly Machiavellian, which is the Jew hallmark, to go against any rules when that was obviously an intended attack, right? The so-called Iron Dome, the so-called, hey, Mitchell, he didn't speak yet. The so-called, you know, I've seen three different retired IDF agents, two women and a man, and they've all said the same thing, that there's no way any of those missiles or any attack could get through unless Israel wanted it. So the bottom line is Netanyahu has wanted this war forever, and so they dropped the Iron Dome for a while. They allowed these missiles to come in. They, as it says in the protocols, they'll always sacrifice their lesser brethren to further their goals of world domination. So I believe that's what we're seeing. Your thoughts, Jim? Unbelievable. Jim, I got to cut in because Mitchell, I thought I had this set up right for you let me try this real quick. Yeah, you know what, Jim? Why don't we do this? Quick, easy fixes. Why don't you mute StreamYard but keep the camera on, and then go log into Skype Revolution Radio, and that way they'll hear you, and the audience here will still see you. All right, Jim. Mitchell said he's just going to call you right now, Jim. So, all right. As we await. Apologies, Revolution Radio listeners. I thought we had this set up. I'll have to look at all the connections before next month. But Jim's about to come on via the audio on Skype. And in the meantime, I hope everybody is well and it's getting crazy. Oh, here is Jim. There's Jim. Okay.
Okay, here we go. But we're getting feedback there, sadly.
Let's see, Jim, there should be no feedback. Try it again.
Well, I'm sure you're getting feedback. I can tell.
Oh, you're echoing.
I think I have to.
You have to go to headset
right here on my. Well, I already have, you know, I can continue, but.
If you go to your headset setup, Jim, that would probably do it.
Okay.
Or else let me try muting when you're talking. Try it now.
Okay, Giuseppe, I think that's working.
Okay,
I
great.
Think that's got the right idea. Let me give an instant recap then of the parts that I was explaining before that everyone seems to have missed. Israeli defense minister has declared we have abolished all the rules of war. Our soldiers will not be held responsible for anything. There will be no military courts. This is a truth seeker observing from the Hal Turner show that even Adolf Hitler didn't go that far. Mr. Gallant also told troops, I have released all the restraints. We have regained control of the area. We are moving to a full offense. Hamas wanted a change in Gaza. It will change 180 degrees from what it thought. They will regret this moment. Gaza will never return to what it was. Giuseppe, they're planning a wholesale slaughter. This is genocide. Even the president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, has defended the Gaza airstrikes in a fiery press conference. No mercy to terror. He's asking for them to release the hostages taken during the attack that began last Saturday. But it would be idiotic for them to do that. Now, Giuseppe, I strongly suspect that what's happening here is out of frustration from Ukraine losing the war to Russia. It was always a false belief on the part of NATO and the U.S. that Ukraine could defeat Russia in combat, but they use fake agreements in order to use the time to beef up Ukraine with the best Western weapons, and now Russia has handily defeated them. I think that the plan was always to go to war in Ukraine to turn Ukraine into the new Israel. And now that that has been frustrated, they're taking it out on the Palestinians. Look at a map, and you see from the founding of Israel, when Palestinians controlled about 95% of Palestine, and Israel only 5%, it's been reversed. Now the Israelis control 95% of Palestine's only 5%, including Gaza and the West Bank. So I think now they're going to undertake genocide. You look at the remaining Gazans, and they're doing right here in front of God and everybody, as it were, and pretending that the world is going to support it. But the fact is, Giuseppe, they do not care about man's law. They believe in God's law, trumping man's law. In fact, this is a violation of the Geneva Convention of the laws of war. I mean, they're essentially adopting the policy, take no prisoners. And they're going to claim that's because God declared they should do that. And if you go back and look at various aspects of the Bible, the Old Testament, you'll find genocide abounds there. And Joshua talks about destroying other people to assert the supremacy of Israel as God's will.
Those are great points, Jim. What most people don't understand is the Talmudic Jew doesn't worship the Christian God of Jesus the Christ in the New Covenant. The Talmudic Jews, which I consider all Jews to be Talmudic Jews, they worship Lucifer. They worship a dark entity. And if you've read the Talmud, it's the most vile book of instructions. You can have sex, you can rape 3-year-old boys and girls. It's nothing more than a poke in the eye when we know it destroys the child's life. And it's just that you can cheat any Gentile or Goyim. It's just the most despicable handbook of devil worshipers, which is what Jews are. And so if you take that into account, it all becomes very clear. And that is the biggest... I don't know if you've ever heard of a fellow named Pastor Eli James. He's written a book, which is now in the fourth incarnation, the Great Impersonation, where the devil-worshipping Jews have taken over the rightful legacy of the true children of Israel, the true Israelites, which essentially are the white Middle Easterners who made the path from the Middle East all the way and ended up eventually in England with the whole ancient Celtic thing. It's a fascinating premise, and I tend to believe it because my favorite 6-word Russian proverb is fish swim, birds fly, and Jews lie. And so, of course, a despicable, vile, devil-worshipping death cult, which is what the Talmudic Jew is, of course they're going to throw away and brutally, now that their backs are against the wall, try to wipe out their nemesis, the actual country and people, the Palestinians, who are the rightful residents of that piece of land that Israel illegally invaded back in the 40s, thanks to the Rothschild Banking Empire initiatives with the Balfour Declaration. And everybody probably knows that story not by now listening to us or on Speak Free or Revolution Radio. But what's wild, Jim, and I'll go back to what I said a few moments ago, is, you know, the Jews now are really trying to poke the bear, and they think that they've got the United States military so under their control because of the cancer-like infiltration of traitorous Talmudic dual citizen Jews, and 80% of the Biden government is traitors, Jewish traitors. And so they think that the United States is going to back them. But the problem is the United States, with this ridiculous Ukraine war, has wasted almost all of its arsenal of bullets, missiles, you name it, right? And they're staring at a two-front war with China and Russia because of the provocation that went on with the Jews driving the war for Ukraine. And so there is no way that the U.S. can effectively back Israel against the billions with a B of Arabs and Iran and Syria and Lebanon if they decide to wipe Israel off the map, which I would welcome to see that myself. But the point is I think they have severely underestimated their opposition, and I think they're going to pay a deadly price for it.
Giuseppe, I largely agree with that. If you look at collective punishment, for example, it's sanctions or punishment imposed on a group for acts allegedly perpetrated by a member of the group, which could be an ethnic or political group, or just a family, friends, and neighbors of the perpetrators, because individuals are not responsible for the wrong acts or targeted. Collective punishment is not compatible with the basic concepts of individual responsibility or indeed of human morality. Here we have all kinds of prohibitions of collective punishment. The Hague Convention, often cited, one of the restrictions is the occupier's use of natural resources, an Article 50 prohibition against collective punishment, protecting private property. And of course, there are just destroying property or massively. I mean, the aerial reports are just absolutely stunning. The Geneva Conventions, again, international law posits that no person may be punished for acts that he or she did not commit. It ensures that collective punishment of a group of persons for a crime committed by an individual is forbidden. This is one of the fundamental guarantees established by the Geneva Convention and their protocols. This guarantee is applicable not only to protected persons, but to all individuals, no matter what their status or what category of persons they belong. And it turns out now that the Institute for Public Accuracy is emphasizing this. Israeli intent to kill in the thousand, international law and ethnic cleansing. Israel has demanded 1.1 million Palestinians leave their homes. Human rights lawyer Nora Erkat writes, Israel plans to flatten Gaza. This is beyond comprehension. There is no idea that in the name of battling barbarism, Israel, with the backing of the U.S. and most European capitals, will unleash a genocidal campaign. There's no doubt about what's going on here, Giuseppe. And they're playing it up as though this were appropriate, just, and moral when it's anything but. Indeed, I would say this exemplifies the most despicable and unsustainable moral theory of them all, which is limited utilitarianism, which asserts that a group of individuals is entitled to act in any way they prefer and make the event that gives them the most consequences beneficial to themselves, regardless of consequences for others, which I addressed recently in a piece on UNZ, UNZ.com, often known as UNZ Review, The Nature of Immorality. Israel and Jews generally have exemplified limited utilitarianism of acting to benefit the Jews regardless of consequences for others, which is, I believe, the reason they have been thrown out of so many nations in the past and are, I would say today, universally despised.
Couldn't agree more, Jim. Couldn't agree more. That is exactly what's going on. And, you know, I don't know if you saw, there was a massive rally in Australia, a couple of days ago. A bunch of Muslims ended up chanting "gas the Jews," and then the bile and subhuman venom of these Jews. There was a Palestinian woman driving around with a flag in Canada, and this Jew author pulls up next to her, rolls down her window, and says, My name is Yenta Weiss. I'm an author on Instagram. Look me up. For you flying that flag, you should be raped in front and dragged down the street in front of your children, raped in front of your children. I mean, only subhumans say such things. And of course, by their actions, the Jews define themselves. So it's really getting bad. I mean, hopefully this will allow, the first world countries to take back their sovereignty. The only solution to this is a 21st century movement of nationalism where United States has a government loyal to the citizens of the United States, that there's no Jews in power. The European nations become sovereign themselves again. They destroy the Jew controlled European Union and, you know, each country deals with its attack by the Jews, the Kudenhove-Kalergi plan, and send all those illegal foreign alien invaders back to their countries, stabilize the borders. And then, you know, get rid of the UN because that's Jew-controlled traitory. And you have individual nationalistic countries then come together, form some type of new global charter with nothing to do with Jewish involvement at all. It's the only solution to this. Everything that has gone on, Jim, in the last century that has made this world just painful to live in for the citizenry is because of Jews, communism, Marxism, Zionism, the Holocaust, the hoax that is 80 million dead in World War I, white people fighting white people for the Jew, usury banking, the Holodomor, where the Jews killed 11 million, starved 11 million, the Russian Revolution, horrible, endless wars to benefit the Jew bankers, the African slave trade, all Jewish, feminism, especially recent feminism, is psychotic, driven by Jews. Oh, the Kudenhove-Kalergi, the mass migration, white replacement, gun control, critical race theory, 9/11 was an attack by the Jews, as is USS Liberty, race miscegenation, the despicable 1965 Immigration Act, the bubonic Jew jab mass poisoning, the transgenderism, pedophilia, child trafficking, sodomy, porn industry, burn, loot, and murder, Antifa, the Federal Reserve, and all the tech censorship of free speech in the 21st century public marketplace, the internet, is all driven by the satanic Talmudic Jews. So tell me the world wouldn't be a better place if all Jews and any vestige of first world power were eliminated. That's the only solution.
Well, it sounds extraordinary, doesn't it? But I gotta say, Giuseppe, limited utilitarianism is the most threatening and vile moral philosophy at all, because a group can exercise far more power and influence than individuals acting alone. And this assumes the form of a massive worldwide conspiracy. You mentioned the Holocaust. As I've explained in many times in many places, but especially the Holocaust narrative, Politics, Trump, Science, which you can find on the government rag, for example, we have the situation where the International Committee of the Red Cross exposed the hoax. They recalibrated their numbers and found the total who died in all of the camps from all causes combined was 296,081, none of whom died from being put to death in a gas chamber using Zyklon B.
Of course.
So the whole situation is just ridiculous beyond words. Jewish political power is rooted in a Western sense of guilt over the Holocaust, so they seek to preserve the myth to every extent possible. And, of course, we well know that our Congress is Israeli-occupied territory where new members are asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of that of even the United States. And virtually all members of Congress have signed a pledge, Giuseppe.
Of course.
This is a disgrace.
Jim, here we go. I think you got the bottom of the hour coming up, so I'll hold my answer.
We got a break. Stand by. We'll be right back with Giuseppe Vavangula and this simulcast with Speak Free Radio.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host. Well, this is Jim Fetzer with Giuseppe Van Fangulo on our first simulcast over Speak Free Radio, where we plan to make this a monthly venture. There are those who recognize the enormity of the mistake that the United States should participate with Israel, but the die has already been cast. Biden has declared, it has been announced, there's going to be a joint U.S.-Israeli operation to free the hostages in Gaza. This is the Zionist wet dream. After all, 9/11 was orchestrated to draw American forces into the Middle East to take out the modern Arab state that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region. Now they're going to have actual U.S. forces slaughtering Palestinians. What more could they ask? Meanwhile, we have the former leader of Hamas, Ishmael Haniyeh, enjoining his follower to commit acts of violence today, Friday the 13th. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi terrorists threatened drone strikes on U.S. troops in support of Hamas. I do not see how Hezbollah can stay out. If Hezbollah comes in, Syria will come in. Turkey is indicating they're going to support the Palestinians. I don't see how Iran is going to be able to stand by. I predict World War III is in the making right here, right now. Your thoughts? completely agree, Jim, and welcome to everybody on the Perfect Triangle Speak Free Radio. We're simulcasting with Jim's The Raw Deal on Revolution Radio. We're going to, as Jim said, we're going to begin doing this once a month, and we'll figure out the technical stuff more next month. I thought I had it right, but, you know, technology is often a quandary. And so I completely agree, Jim. I think that the these are satanic zealots that we're dealing with, and they have this belief that if they can destroy the world, then their Moshiach, their Antichrist Messiah, is going to come and make everything right, which is just absurd. But that's what you get when you deal with, you know, inbred psychological deviants, which is what the Jew is. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's well on the way. It's just embarrassing to me as a real American to see this Jew cancer eat away into every level of power in the United States with all their whining lies. I mean, they have no business being in Palestine. They're just unhinged zealots. They're unhinged psychopaths, and they think they deserve that area. But the funny thing is, Jim, is genetically it's been proven that all these Khazarians, these Jews of the last 500-600 years, they have no genetic heritage to that region. The real Semites are the Palestinians who belong there. So this is an illegal invasion by a bunch of unhinged Satanists, and they're well on their way to getting the Third World War, which, by the way, Jim, the United States and Israel have no chance of winning. So,
well, the world's going to be the loser, Giuseppe, but I do not see any way it can be stopped. I believe it is now inevitable. And we have lunatics right here at home declaring this is a good thing. Yet Lindsey Graham Tuesday declared we're in a religious war, calling for Israel to level the Gaza Strip, home to over 2 million people, including about 1 million children. He's all for genocide. We're in a religious war here. I am with Israel. Do whatever the hell you have to do to defend yourself. Level the place, he said on Fox. The hockey senator posted a clip of his call for the destruction of Gaza on X. Nikki Haley has made similar assertions. She's a simpleton, a flyweight, a brainless boob, but there it is. She's calling for leveling, doing everything he has to do in her message to Bibi Netanyahu, who, for those who may have missed the memo, was a brain trust behind the 9/11 attack on the United States, which was designed to draw American forces into the Middle East to, as I mentioned, take out the modern Arab state that serves as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran. Lindsey Graham is even saying if they kill the hostages, attack Iran. I think this is spinning out of control, Giuseppe, totally spinning out of control. But they welcome Armageddon. They literally believe there should be a nuclear war to bring about the return of their God, as you were mentioning previously, Giuseppe. Further thoughts?
Well, first thought, again, I agree with everything you're saying. First thought is, what the hell is wrong with South Carolina? You've got this flaming homosexual Lady G, Lindsey Graham, repeatedly elected. Now, South Carolina actually has more conservative values and lifestyle. Why are they electing this traitorous Jew rectum licking faggot as their senator is beyond me. And secondly, it is absurd that they elected as governor this slutty, whorish little curry monkey, Namrata Randhawa. So she is not an American. She is a Hindu Indian, and she is a traitor to this country. And of course, she's propped up by the Jews and changed her name to Nikki Haley. But keep in mind, this is not an American. This is a little curry monkey named Namrata Randhawa. And so in both cases, you've got these traitorous little porch climbers who are incredibly well compensated by the satanic forces of Israel to be literally the fifth column traitors in the United States, which we're witnessing. And so I think that barring some type of you know, everybody's been hoping this Q thing, trust the plan and the white hats. Well, Jim, if we ever needed white hats, now's the time.
Oh, God, yeah. I've, of course, been very skeptical of the whole White House theory. But get this. President Trump just told you when it was time to help America, Israel did nothing. Just now, Trump attacks Netanyahu. I'll never forget that Bibi Netanyahu let us down. That was a terrible thing. Listen to Trump's own words.
15 seconds later, it was all over, and we did it. But I'll never forget. I'll never forget that Bibi Netanyahu let us down. That was a very terrible thing. I will say that. And so when I see sometimes the intelligence, you talk about the intelligence, or you talk about some of the things that went wrong over the last week, they've got to straighten it out, because they're fighting potentially a very big force. They're fighting potentially Iran. And when they have people saying the wrong things, everything they say is being digested by these people, because they're vicious and they're smart. And boy, are they vicious, because nobody's ever seen the kind of sight that we've seen. Nobody's ever seen it. But they cannot play games. So we were disappointed by that, very disappointed. But we did the job ourselves, and it was absolute precision, magnificent, beautiful job. And then Bibi tried to take credit for it. That wasn't good. That didn't make me feel too good, but that's all right. So they got to strengthen themselves up.
Well, this is pretty damn interesting, Giuseppe, that Trump is beginning to distance himself from Israel, because in the past two things he's done, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, declaring Golan Heights to be a part of Israel, and similarly defunding the UN agency dealing with Palestinian refugees, taking out U.S. aid, have been despicable acts with which I disagreed 100%. I remain strongly supportive of Trump, because I believe he's the only person who can significantly correct the record. That's why they had to marginalize him. They had to put him on the sideline. They had to steal the election of 2020, whereby, by best estimate, Trump got over 100 million votes, Biden around 37, where it appears one of the reasons he's opened the border with a floodgate, they're getting $2,200 a month, they're getting food, they're getting homes, they're getting green cards, they're being given permission to work, because he thinks a lot of these people are going to vote Democrat and they're in desperate need. The blacks are abandoning the Democrats. The Latinos are abandoning the Democrats. Blacks largely on economic grounds, because their jobs are being taken by these migrants who are willing to work for peanuts. The Latinos, I think, largely on moral grounds, because they don't buy into the transgender teaching sex to little kids in the third grade, oral anal sex. They are repulsed by that. For the most part, they're Catholics and have Christian values of a very traditional variety. Both of those groups, without which the Democrats could not win legitimate elections, are abandoning them in droves. So I anticipate they're going to revert to stealing the election in 2024, just as they did in 2020, and again reprise in 2022.
Well, Jim, isn't it eerie how the mendacious fairy tales that led to the invasion of Iraq by the traitorous Donkey Dick Cheney and the dual citizen traitorous neocons of the day is repeating now, right? We've got the lie of the 40 headless babies, which has been proven to be nonsense. And why does the gullible public always fall for it? I don't get it. But I think there is a coalition, a silent majority that you just referred to, of decent white people, decent Christian Mexicans, decent blacks, conservative blacks who, you know, this whole push by the Talmudic parasites to bring in transhumanism and champion the lunacy of these mentally deranged cross-dressers and trannies. I don't know if you saw that disgusting faggot Dylan Mulvaney was named Woman of the Year by some internet award, and he's spewing all kinds of nonsense about, oh, the haters. Well, you know what? Truth is hate to those who hate the truth. And the truth is you're a unhinged faggot, fella, and you're not a woman. You'll never be a woman. And that's just what all these mentally deranged subhumans are going for, right? And so, but that's all in the Talmud, Jim. It's all in the devil's handbook. So once again, every challenge that any of us face in this country is directly from the Talmudic Jew. So it's a pretty simple linear equation. The Talmudic Jew needs to go yesterday.
Giuseppe, I think there are two ironic consequences in terms of domestic politics right here in the USA. Witnessing this uprising, I think, has created alarm for all the migrants pouring across our border that they could do the same thing right here in the United States, that the Hamas is accredited with having done in Israel. We have no idea who's coming across the border. There, we do know these nations are emptying their prisons, are entering their asylums, and sending all the garbage they have of humanity into the United States. We become a massive trash dump, and Biden's done nothing about it. I think, therefore, the intensity of opposition to Biden's border policy is going to grow exponentially. Moreover, the Israelis have relaxed such gun laws as they may have and encourage every Israeli to obtain weapons. I think that's going to resonate right here in the USA. The public is going to appreciate we need those weapons, if not to defend ourselves from the Democrats, which I would say is a number one priority since they've gone full totalitarian. They're running a tyrannical administration. The Declaration of Independence emboldened us to overthrow tyranny when it occurs here, but to protect themselves from all the miscreant flooding across the border who may turn out to be an army in waiting, where I have reported before agencies of the government having no role in law enforcement or military affairs, like the IRS and the EPA, have acquired over $1 billion worth of military weapons. I believe they're in caches around the country. The government is giving this army coming across without weapons location where to find those weapons. I think we're in a dire situation, Giuseppe, and every American needs a lock and load. If they don't have guns, they need to purchase. They need to learn how to use them. They need to buy ammo because the American government is not going to protect us. Giuseppe.
Great point, Jim. In fact, what you're describing is two initiatives by the Zionist Talmudic Jews, the first being the previous mentioned Kudinov-Kalergi plan, which was run up the flagpole by a half-Jew, half-Asian man named Kudinov-Kalergi, and essentially he wants to mongrelize the world except for the pure-blooded Jews, Talmudic Jews, which is just absurd, but yet you're seeing these so-called refugees, which are in reality illegal invaders coming across every border, porous border of every first world nation. So that's – and the other thing that people are less aware of is another Jewish strategy to destroy the sovereignty of the first world nation states, which is the Cloward-Piven plan, which is to flood the governments with so many illegal mooching aliens that the government collapses, the welfare system collapses, which is what they're well on their way to doing in California. I don't know if you saw the monstrous debt that those shitheads in California are running up, trying to give free housing to all these illegal aliens and free medical care and a Gib card, $500 a week. And then these illegal parasites are complaining that the accommodations aren't good enough. I mean, the hubris of these parasites is unbelievable. But once again, people, legitimate citizens, those either born here or properly coming through the immigration system, nationalized citizens need to wake up and take back these countries in a nationalist fashion, secure the border. I mean, it's just absurd, Jim, what we're witnessing. And we're well on the way of these two Jewish attacks, the Kudinov-Kalergi and the Cloward-Piven, of destroying this country from within.
Absolutely, Giuseppe. I think they got used to the five-star hotels they were being put up in New York City, which are draining the resources of the city. He was talking about turning Central Park into a mass immigrant encampment location. They're driving the wealthy who have the resources to move out of the city. The most expensive retail stores are having to close because of the looting. That means they're losing the tax revenue that would ordinarily be derived from those sources. They're into a death spiral economically in these cities, which have declared themselves to be sanctuaries for migrants. It's so obvious that Democrat policies have brought this on the country, but then that's because the agenda is to destroy America. They believe it. They bring us to our knees. If they create chaos, they can rebuild an egalitarian communist society where everyone is treated equally. No distinctions are made on the basis of merit or achievement or accomplishment or effort. Everyone treated exactly the same, except, of course, Yosemite, some will be more equal than others.
Well, that, yeah, man, you've addressed lucidly the whole idea of the weak-minded, all-about-the-fields, woke buffoon who thinks that, oh, everybody's equal, and oh, I feel so bad for this person and that person, and, oh, it's so sad what's going on in Central America. You know what? Every country has been set upon by globalist parasites, and all they have to do is get rid of the globalist parasites, get rid of the installed elite, and take back your countries. It's really simple, especially if you get the military behind you, which in a lot of these Central and South American and African countries, they know the real enemy. But the funny thing is, Jim, is in America, these idiots who join Antifa and they're so toxic, both externally and internally. They've got all these bizarre tattoos, these piercings. They cut their hair and dye it rainbow color and all this nonsense. And that weird kind of toxic external appearance reflects their toxic inner deviancy. And what they don't understand, Jim, and here's the kicker, here's underline exclamation point. Every time woke buffoons like you, Antifa, BLM, succeed in bringing down the government, the totalitarian overlords kill millions with an M, and you're the first to go. So it's just lunacy to me, Jim.
Oh, Giuseppe, you got it 100% right. But this is a Democrat agenda. I mean, how could anyone? This represents why they had to steal the election at 2020. They had to put this fake Joe Biden in place. He's being run behind the scene by Barack Obama, George Soros, and I declared BB Netanyahu. And because they want Ukraine, all of Ukraine, they're not willing to give up even Crimea or the Donbass, much less the ports. Odessa, for example, to Russia, not a chance. They want it all for themselves. Therefore, we have an irresistible object, Russia, being confronted by an immovable object, Russia, being met by an irresistible force, the Zakarians, the mafia, the Jewish mafia. But amazingly enough, Russia has defeated them in Ukraine. And I dare say again, I repeat, I think this taking it out on the Palestinians, if they can't have the new Israel in Ukraine, they want all of Palestine, and they're going to take it no matter what. International law, morality, the Geneva Conventions, they could care less. They believe those are the laws of the Goyim. Those are the laws of man. They are responding to the laws of God. And as they read it, they are entitled to this. God gave it to them, and by God, they're going to take it.
Well, Jim, well stated. I mean, again, as I mentioned in the first segment, the problem with the Jew God is it's not the loving, living God of the new covenant that Jesus the Christ brought to this reality. They worship Lucifer or Satan or Baal or Baphomet or Moloch. I mean, this is a dark satanic death cult that mutilates their male children right upon birth, that believes that fornicating and raping 3-year-old boys and girls is okay, that cheating and stealing other humans is fine as long as they're not Jewish, and then you do this prayer called the Kol Nidre once a year to absolve your sins in the eyes of your God, the devil. So what if only the real humans would wake up and treat these Talmudic satanic Jews the way we're being treated, if we would just match force with force, this problem would go away very quickly.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to it. I think there's intimidation because the Jews control the media. I mean, I have a panel of 100 executives from CNN. Everyone is a dual U.S. Israeli citizen.
Right.
100 executives from NBC. Everyone is a dual U.S. Israeli citizen. 100 executives from the New York Times. Everyone is a dual U.S. Israeli citizen because the Rothschilds own the AP and the Reuters. Virtually all of our foreign reporting is coming from Jewish-controlled sources, and they're able to demonize anyone who speaks up against Israel. What are they going to say about Trump making a very mild statement critical of Netanyahu, which I welcome with open arms? I want more of that. Just I want him to disavow the facts in Operation Warp Speed to set the record straight. They have overplayed their hand in Israel, Giuseppe. The world is not going to tolerate genocide. After all, they're acting as brutally toward the Palestinians as they claim falsely Hitler was acting toward them. Nobody died in gas chambers in Germany in World War II, but potentially millions of Palestinians are going to die right now in Gaza before our very eyes.
And the United States government, it just doesn't just have blood on their hands. They're coated in blood. And because, you know, I don't consider us culpable because we voted for decency. Real politicians in all these elections are being stolen. And I guarantee you had Donald Trump. Now, that's a complicated and bizarre story why he didn't push harder to fight, because he was legitimately elected, right? Had Trump been in there for the second term, none of this would have been going on. And so I don't know, man. Donald Trump's a complicated character, that's for sure. And so I agree, Jim, that the literal genocide that's going on, the real humans, not the subhuman Talmudic parasites who are trying to wipe them out. The real humans of this world have to step up and eliminate this satanic Talmudic threat that's literally on the verge of starting World War III.
Giuseppe, the world cannot ignore the Israeli defense minister declaring, "We have abolished all the rules of war. Our soldiers will not be held responsible for anything. There will be no military courts, or the president of Israel defending Gaza airstrikes, no mercy to terror." They are planning mass slaughter. They are proceeding to bring it about. And it now appears the U.S. is going to be complicit in the whole operation. They're using bunker busters. They appear to be using white phosphorus as well, which are, you know, white phosphorus proscribed by international law. The bunker busters to go after the tunnels, which are abundant in Gaza, but that's also where the hostages are being held. They claim they're going to launch the ground defense when they can identify exactly where the hostages are located underground. Well, that indicates the kind of intel they had from the beginning. They deliberately abandoned protecting the West Bank, sent all the IDF up to the Gaza, sent all the IDF up to the West Bank so they could allow this operation to take place and then make up phony stories like the 40 babies being beheaded to inflame the public. This is a false flag of a very elaborate character. We all know 9/11 was an inside job. Well, so too is Gaza and the Hamas attack, sad to say.
I agree with you 100%, Jim, and somehow you have to hope that the new rising power on the global stage, the BRICS initiative, will step in and prevent this genocide, because the dual citizen satanic Talmudic traders who control this country are certainly not only allowing it to happen, they're participating in it happening. So isn't it a dark day when real Americans have to hope that other countries do what we should do, which is champion the real underdog, the real legitimate residents of Palestine, the Palestinians. It sickens me what these soulless Jews are doing. So here we go.
Stand by. Wow. We'll be right back after this break.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of a library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
That the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence. At the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal with Giuseppe Vaffangulo. of the Perfect Triangle with a simulcast over RR and Speak Free Radio. The first we're initiating, we'll be doing this on a monthly basis. We're going to open the phone lines early in about 10 or 15 minutes, so stand by. You can already call in to 540-352-4452 to secure a place in the sequence. Before we go there, we want to add notes about a couple of developments right here in the United States. We have Steve Scalise dropping out of the race to be the Speaker of the House. Scalise was unable to draw enough support. He was a candidate who appeared to be more moderate than Jim Jordan, who's pretty declared that he wants no more money for Ukraine. Scalise, I think, may not have been quite as unambiguous about it. I now believe that Jim Jordan is the odds-on candidate to become the next Speaker of the House, which will be a very good thing. Scalise, by the way, suffers from medical maladies. He, of course, was shot in that baseball game years back by a fanatic. I mean, that was a bona fide, not false flag event. That was for real. Meanwhile, it turns out that Joe Biden exchanged roughly 30,000 emails related to his family business while he was vice president, proving he's lied about his overseas business dealings. Remember, he assured us even during the debate, Tony Bobulinski was sitting with Tucker Carlson when it happened, leaped out of his seat about him lying his face off at the time, that he never discussed with Hunter his business dealings, which was complete baloney. And remember, he was the big guy. They're always getting 10% for the big guy. Joe Biden and his family are hoping, with all the world focused on the Israeli-Hamas conflict and how it could drag the rest of us into a full-blown World War III, no one will notice this major new discovery proving Biden was heavily involved in the family business. New documents released from the National Archives contain evidence that not only was Joe involved in the family's shady businesses, it would seem that nothing happened without him being at least made aware of it. A Freedom of Information Act request obtained through America First Legal showed Biden used his vice presidential email account to exchange nearly 30,000 emails with his son Hunter, his brother Jim, and their business groups, directly contradicting his previous claim to have never been involved in those businesses, which profit off a partnership with countries that, for the most part, hate America. Now, bear in mind, this man is so totally discredited and universally despised, legitimate polling would show he has a support of about 7% of the American people who are blissfully ignorant of any event, don't pay attention to anything that happens in America. They cannot run him again. If they're going to steal an election, they have to have a plausible explanation for why it happened. They need a fresh face, a new candidate. Something will happen to Biden between the end of the primary season and the convention that will enable the Democrat Party to exercise its rule to appoint a nominee whom I expect to be Gavin Newsom, the gruesome governor of California who's wreaked so much damage on that once golden state. And I expect Michelle Obama to be his running mate. Well, we'll find out if Americans are enthusiastic about voting for a man with breast implants and a huge shaving bill. I foresee disaster, but they're going to use Gavin and Michelle to explain away why Trump lost again. A nomination which he's inevitably going to receive. He's 50, 60 points ahead of the closest competition. Ramaswamy and DeSantis don't have a chance. Giuseppe.
Well, the most interesting aspect of American politics the last 45 days was the Rothschild rectum licker McCarthy getting bounced when it came out that he was doing a side deal with the Talmudic butt blaster Zelensky and was getting essentially bribed to the tune of $30 to $50 million in his personal bank account. So that was a bridge too far with the consortium of real conservatives in the House. And Steve Scalise is a good guy, but wasn't it odd that everyone's like, oh, Steve, are you sure you can do it because of your cancer? And all of a sudden, a day later, he's like, well, I guess because of my health, I probably shouldn't do it. But the real reason is he didn't have the votes. And I think it'd be very interesting to get either Jim Jordan or Matt Gaetz in there. Need a real American patriot to champion us, our citizenry. And, you know, it's funny, Biden is the most unbelievable, corrupt Democratic. There is no Democratic Party. It's now obvious to me, Jim, since Bill Clinton, the traitor Clinton, we have had nothing but a string of unbelievable globalist traitors. In Bill Clinton, then the homosexual and crack addict buttock shit stain Obama, and now Biden, who's possibly the worst of all three. And if we actually had any justice at the federal level, but the DOJ now stands for Department of Jewish Treachery under the control of the subhuman Moshe Garfinkel, this vile Talmudic Jew who changed his name to sound like a blue blood Merrick Garland, the most corrupt head of the Department of Justice ever. And so that's why Biden continues along. And I don't know about the rest of the country just despises Gavin Newsom. I know if you can install Biden, you can install anyone. But what a nightmare tag team of a traitorous twit like Newsom and big Mike Obama. Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
Oh, just happy you got it right. And when Biden was picking his cabinet, he picked a hell of a lot of Jews. Even the Forward, a prominent Jewish journal, was explaining back in 2021 how many Jews would be in Biden's cabinet. And for the most part, they remain there today. Ronald Klein, White House Chief of Staff. Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State. Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury. More Merrick Garland, Attorney General. Thank God he wasn't put on the Supreme Court. Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security. Avril Haines, Director of National Intelligence. Wendy Sherman, Deputy Secretary of State. Rachel Levine, there's a dear for you, Assistant Secretary of Health. A man masquerading as a woman, Ann Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor for Cybersecurity, David Cohen, Deputy CIA Director, Doug Imhoff, Second Gentleman. He's, of course, the one who is married to Kamala Harris. Have you ever seen a greater airhead in high public office ever? Giuseppe, every time she opens her mouth, it's just stunning, the brainlessness she evinces. Yours.
Oh, great list, Jim. And it's stunning that, Donald J. Trump was a deal maker and he understood the power of the Jews in America and the Rothschild Empire. So he stacked his administration with about 70% Jews and empowered his traitorous son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to do a lot of stuff. But, you know, Trump understood what he was dealing with. He was really balancing on the razor's edge. But Biden is just an out-and-out traitor. I mean, 84% of his cabinet is either a dual citizen traitor or some insane tranny homo child groomer, child rapist type, like that goof with the bald head who wore women's clothing and liked to steal suitcases. And now that bizarre Haitian illegal alien who got propped up I have never seen a more embarrassing administration than the Biden administration, but I've never seen a more embarrassing American politician than Joe Biden. So I guess it's all consistent.
Well, and he's been corrupt from the get-go, Giuseppe. And of course, you know, he's been a big, big liar. One of the ways I've been able to prove that the present guy is not the real Joe is videos from the past where you can see Joe telling whoppers, yes, but in a very animated way. He's very expressive. He's very articulate. He uses his hands to gesture when he talks, just as does yours truly, compared with a guy who's like a mummified version He's not articulate. He has no expression in his face. He doesn't use his hands to gesture. It's a totally different guy. There may be more than one Biden imposter. We know during a visit to Ireland when he scratched the back of his head, it worked up the rubber of a latex mask that Biden was wearing. It's all outrageous. We even have a granddaughter declaring, yeah, her grandpa died years ago, but the family was so deeply involved in politics, they wanted to keep their hand in, and they've had others playing the role. Giuseppe, this is so anti-democratic, so un-American, but the Democrat Party, like the Talmudic Jews, believe it's okay to lie, to steal, to cheat. They can lie to the American people about every issue. They can steal the election at one after another. And if they didn't cheat, they'd never win another election in America.
Great points, Jim. In fact, there is no Democratic Party anymore. They need a new name, like the Globalist Traitor Party, because since Bill Clinton, that's all they've done is traitorously try to undermine the real economy, undermine the opportunity for real legacy American citizens, and serve this this Rothschild satanic agenda of the Jew world order, one world government, one world religion, and most importantly, their real religion, one world banking system. So, yeah, man, you got it dead on, and it's really pathetic. And again, you know, we didn't realize when we thought, oh, Bill Clinton, okay, you know, he's a pretty good president. He was, you know, just destroying the foundation of this nation. Then everybody thought, whoa, the mulatto Obama, oh, he'll be good for this country. He'll unite black and white. And he was giving speeches when he was running as a candidate for sounding like Martin Luther King Jr. But in reality, what he got in there, he was unbelievably traitorous to the real America. And now we've got you're right. It isn't Biden. In fact, kudos to you, Jim. You were the first to point out that there were multiple Bidens, and a lot of people jumped on after you, but you were the first. Jim, you're muted. Muted.
We were watching the debate, Giuseppe, you and I and Scorpio, watching the debate when it was clear to me this wasn't the real Joe. So spot on. We're opening the lines to callers, 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452. So if you'd like to offer your opinion, your thoughts about these events, which may indeed lead to our extermination, meaning there may be a whole lot of opportunities in the future for you to speak at all, because you'll have been turned to dust, very fine dust, which is a typical outcome of the use of nuclear devices. You might want to take this opportunity to speak up before it's too late. Giuseppe.
Yep. Welcome, callers. And look forward to hearing what the listeners have to say. But yeah, Jim, I mean, you grew up literally in the golden age of California, and it must break your heart to when you were there, it was 90% European white Caucasian, and now the whites are barely 25% of the state. It's being run as a communist, traitorous country state within a country. And you know, the voters have repeatedly said, we don't want this. And then the treacherous, traitorous Supreme Court of California overrules the mandate of the people. It's absurd, Jim. And that's what they want for the entire country. They want the California model for the country. And we got to stop it. We have to stop it. So it looks like we have several callers, Jim.
Yeah, we do, Giuseppe. Yeah, I would have dumbfounded if these two had not called in. Paul in California, join the conversation, Paul.
Well, Jim, on the heels of what you just said about this might be my last opportunity before I turn into dust from a nuclear annihilation, I thought I might call. I got to tell you, you know, hearing such terms as slutty curry monkey, Jewish rectum licker, and you know, butt blasting homo. This is some of the finest political analysis I've ever heard. And I got to say, if William F. Buckley was still around, I feel an invitation would be forthcoming for your guest today.
Well, Giuseppe has a way with words, Paul. We appreciate what he has to say. More.
I tell you what, I do have a bone to pick, all right, if you want to call it that. I've heard you say several times, and you said it again today, that Jewish political power is rooted in a sense of guilt over the Holocaust. I know why you say it, and it sounds good, but I reject that. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I don't think anybody has ever been appointed or anybody has ever voted for somebody Jewish because, oh, my goodness, their ancestors, were in the Holocaust, and, you know, gosh, we got to put them in office. You know, Jewish political power is rooted in two things and two things only, okay? Money and then a very, very strong in-group preference, we could call racism, right? Nepotism, racism for their own group. That's all it is. That's all it's ever been. And the minute that we can get united, right, and we can start to show our own in-group preference, which I believe is innate in all groups and all races, then we can start to consider to have our nation back. I think that tolerance has been our enemy, right? That's, for the moment, that's my two cents.
Well, I think there's something to that, Paul. Amy Goodman featured a former Israeli minister of education who, when Amy Goodman brought up the Holocaust, said it was a trick that if they ever have criticism of Israel from Europe, they call those who are criticizing Holocaust deniers in the United States. If there's any criticism from Israel, they are anti-Semitic. And if you check it, you'll find claims of anti-Semitism in the United States are virtually boundless. So I think it's a combination. I don't deny your point, but I think you ought to accede to mine, yours.
Well, they just play with your mind. Let's face it. Historically, people have not liked Jews. I mean, it's as simple as that. So, you know, they can dress it up any way they like, right? Anti-Semitism, so on and so forth. The bottom line is, historically, nobody has liked these people. And, you know, the mistake that we made was not listening to voices from the past. I think we've all seen, I'm sure Giuseppe has seen, variations of videos with a title such as What Famous Men Have Said About Jews or What Famous Men Have Written About Jews. We've all seen that. And sometimes I just wonder, you know, if we could bring them all back and just put them up on stage on a panel, what exactly they would say, what their reaction would be as to what we're looking at today, okay? I mean, the mistake that we made was just to tolerate their presence among us. I mean, that's it. You know, I made a call a while back to another show, I forget what it was, where I basically said that, you know, the only thing we're really looking at is the fact that they're here. Because no matter what kind of form of government we have, you know, whatever kind of society you have, when these people come, that's it. Okay, there's no piece of paper, there's no constitution, there's no voting system, there's nothing else that's going to put these people in check because they're basically, you know, weird, power-hungry demons bent on destruction.
Well, Paul, I think there's something to your point about being tolerant. I think America is a very tolerant society. That's why all these claims of racism are nonsensical from an historical perspective, especially when we elected a black man president not once but twice. And, of course, historically, you're accurate, over 100 countries have expelled Jews, and I think it's because that they act to benefit other Jews. It exemplifies what's known as limited utilitarianism, which I explained in my recent piece on UNZ Review, UNZ.com. The nature of immorality is the most pernicious moral theory because a group acting to promote their own interests can wreak much more havoc than mere individuals. And I think historically, we have an in-group strategy, a group strategy that Kevin McDonald especially has explored historically, of the Jews as a community using a distinctive self-promoting of the Jews strategy that he articulates very clearly. And where historically it's led to all kinds of opposition, especially in areas related to finance, law, and medicine. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
I think Northern Nevada Paul is absolutely 100% correct with this tolerance issue. I describe it as toxic tolerance, and there's some kind of power beginning with academia in concert with the mass media since about the 50s or 60s, but it's now gone into overdrive with this social media where the average Caucasian and actually all citizens of the first world are being dumbed down and hypnotized and entrained to care more about the feels. Oh, I feel really bad for that poor tranny. Little Johnny wants to be Janie. Janie wants to be Johnny. No, no, they've been poisoned by the food, by the bubonic jujab injections, by the glyphosate. This is intentional feminizing men and masculizing women to destroy the family unit and destroy the superior threat. A European man is 100 times more a man than any Jew, and so they have to destroy that, and that's what they're doing. And this toxic tolerance of, oh, I feel so bad, you know, kumbaya, let's all hold hands and sway as a fat nun plays some kind of a folk song. I mean, that's ridiculous. What you're looking at, and this arrogance of these liberal globalists, it's all about the feels. Look at Sweden, man. They knew better. They opened their borders. Now one out of every four Swedish women is being raped by some African groid. And the same is in all these countries. So Paul is dead on, Jim. This toxic tolerism, which fortunately we're beginning to see some pushback in Europe, but it's long overdue.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. Paul, further thoughts? Then we'll bring in Brian standing by. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, no, that's good, because I was just about to say, enough of me. But, yeah, so the only thing I'll add also is also you said many, many times that we elected a black man to twice the president. No, Jim, he was half black and half Jewish, okay? His mother was Jewish, and this has been covered before. So, you know, I think black people would resent that as well, and I'm not going to speak for them, but it's like, no, we didn't elect a black man. You know, we've had false leaders shoved down our throats by the Jewish power structure. That's all it is. And they're just more aggressive than us, more ruthless than us. You got to hand it to them. That's why I am the way I am. I recognize the world, and, of course, I've read plenty of National Socialist literature. I mean, if anything, you could say that my mind has been polluted by three things, all right? William Luther Pierce, right? National Socialist literature, and observing the way the world works, okay? And it works by force, by the people that choose to be dominant, the people that choose to lead. And, of course, with these vile, satanic Jews, as Giuseppe always likes to call them, they just have an extremely, odious, they have an odious and objectionable agenda. I think that men that have a good agenda need to be the ones that step up and become more powerful and more aggressive. So for the moment, I'll leave it at that. Yeah, please take other callers.
Thanks, Paul. I thought you made a lot of valuable contributions. Let's bring in Brian from Texas. Brian will carry over past the break. Go ahead. Opening statement.
Well, it's a black magic trick. When they make the Jews look good and they make the National Socialists look bad, it's black magic. That's how they manage to continue with what they're doing. And now I've got someone here and I can't talk. I'm going to have to go. So I'll just say that.
That was a short take,
hello?
Brian.
Okay.
I'm not at all sure you covered all the bases you wanted to cover. Giuseppe, before we end the break, further thoughts from you, my friend?
I think both Paul and Brian, typically Brian's a little more verbose, but he's got someone in the real world coming to his door. But especially Paul's points are absolutely valid. And the idea that the disinformation and Jewish perfidy of inversion, whereas, you know, Hitler and the National Socialist Party addressed a rot, which was Weimar Germany, the origins of the Jewish experimentation on transgenderism, on promoting homosexuality, promoting every kind of degeneracy, and the National Socialists took care of business. And since then, you know, like Patton said, we fought on the wrong side in World War II. And Hitler was more than prepared to stop at the borders of Deutschland. He sued for peace. And just imagine if people like Lindbergh, we would have won. We'd be in 1,000 years of peace right now.
Giuseppe, we'll be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen, with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host here on The Raw Deal on Revolution Radio, joined by Giuseppe Vaffangulo and the Perfect Triangle on Speak Free Radio. This is a first of simulcast we'll be doing on a monthly basis. We have another caller, in this case, from New York City. Reese, join the conversation.
All right. Nice to be on with you, Giuseppe. You're actually one of the few in the truth community that really gets it as to what's going on and who the enemy is.
Well, thanks, Reese.
I don't need the peace to the converted. No, you're right over the target. And as a matter of fact, I have quite a background in that area as well. I'd like to compliment some of the things that you said. I did hear about 20 minutes of your conversation. Let me add a few, and I'm going to let you use me as a sounding board and tell me your thoughts. I've traced this back actually before 1776, but we always refer to 1776 because that's when Meyer Amschel Rothschild, Jacob Frank, and Adam Weishaupt formed the Bavarian Illuminati with the express purpose of overthrowing all the monarchies of Europe, destroying the Christian youth, and bringing about a global tyranny under a iron fist. That was in 1776. Interestingly, only 2 months prior to this nation being founded, which is a complete opposite, based on the freedom, the liberty of the individual, freedoms afforded to basically peasants, you know, farm sharecroppers that was never envisioned in world history. So it was these two competing good versus evil. So you have the Illuminati. Now you have the protocols, and the protocols, by the way, most people haven't done their homework on the protocols. It could be proven that they're true because Professor John Robison of Edinburgh University was actually approached by the Illuminists of that day. He, you know, the underlings of Rothschild approached him because he was one of the preeminent scholars of his day. And he blew the whistle on them. He basically baited them, pretending he was going to go along with their plan. And once he found out what they were up to, he produced a book in 1798, Proofs of a Conspiracy to Overthrow the Christian Monarchies of Europe. So we have their plan. We have communism, which was their plan, because we know, I could prove, that Karl Marx was funded by Nathan Rothschild. So communism was their a siege engine, you know, to overthrow the Christian monarchy. And so here we are. I'm going to throw one fact at you and see if you know about this one. Are you familiar with the three wars, the vision that Albert Pike said he received from Lucifer and wrote down in 1871?
Yes, I am.
All right. The listeners here probably aren't, so I'll just briefly explain what it is and why that's very important right now. In 1871, he wrote down a vision giving details of World War I and World War II, 40 years before World War I broke out, and 70 years before World War II. Now, in that vision, the third war is the war between, interestingly, he uses the word Zionism, even though the concept wasn't even made public. No one knew what Zionism was in 1871, but he wrote about it in that vision between Zionism, Islam, and the West. And this war, according to Pike, would be worse than the previous two. And I believe right now, we are being led into that war. I believe Netanyahu was given the go-ahead, probably after some conversations took place with the major players on the top, and he said, look, I'm in hot water right now. This is a perfect time for us to unleash that war. Or maybe he didn't even know about it. He might be a useful idiot himself and was just looking for a pretext to get the heat off of him. But whatever happened, I believe this is the trigger event that's going to bring about this vision of the Third World War. And I think what's going to happen, and I'm going to let you speak, I'm going to finish this thought, and this is my thought right now. Israel is going to go in and massacre Gaza. There's going to be carpet bombing and human rights violations that the world has not seen in the 20th century, which is going to provoke a response from Iran and Hezbollah. And I believe that is going to draw the rest of the countries in and lead us into that war. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, I think that these satanic Zionists thought they were going to get the Third World War of the Albert Pike vision with the initiative with the proxy war in Ukraine against Russia. But since Russia took care of business so efficiently, that failed. So now their backup plan is to try to ignite the powder keg known as the Middle East. And I think you're absolutely right. They're going to absolutely wipe out Palestine and kill hundreds of thousands of innocent people. And they will show their true satanic agenda.
Jim, yes, and if I could add, let me add to the mix on that. We have confirmed, not a rumor, because they're trying to debunk this on the web, that Henry Kissinger stated 10 and a half years ago, he said in 10 years, there will be no more Israel. Now, that's confirmed in Cindy Adams' column in the New York Times, and he repeated the statement. They did a double take. Like, you know, when somebody's asked a question, kind of like Joan Rivers about Obama, you know, they said, wait, Miss Rivers, did you just say our president is gay? They did that with right. Kissinger, and he restated it. And, fortunately for Kissinger, he's above, you know, being targeted, even though he let something out of the bag that probably shouldn't have been let out. He did it. So here we are now. The timing is perfect. The stars are aligned. They're going back to their ancestral homeland in the Ukraine. That's where ancient Khazaria was, as well as Soviet Georgia. And we have, so the Ukraine war, we have Netanyahu in a lot of hot water. And I believe the people at the top, this ruling council, said, now is the time. Netanyahu will be willing to play along with it because he's in such hot water, it'll take the heat off of him. And then we'll be able to do away with Palestine. You know, I believe right now they probably got blueprints printed up for their Las Vegas they're going to build in Gaza, kind of like Larry Silverstein had several blueprints of the new World Trade Center complex 6 months prior to the 9/11 attacks.
You know, I agree with everything you're saying, except I think that Netanyahu has been in on it for a long time. Remember, he wrote that book in the late 80s about the coming terrorist threat, where they were setting up their enemy in the Wahhabis or whatever, ISIS, phony organization, Hamas, created by the Jews. So I totally agree with what you're saying. And it's just been they've been rolling this out for, you know, a long time, and now we're coming to the end game. Jim, your thoughts?
Oh, I agree with everything. I mean, those are some of the points I've been making throughout. So I do agree with Reese on these points, and I'm very glad to have the opportunity for you to respond to his comments, Giuseppe, which I think have all been very appropriate. Reese, more?
I would like to just now briefly just give a couple of bullet points on the protocols. For those that are out there that heard about the protocols, but it's some kind of an anti-Semitic trope, I'm going to give you a few bullet points I have here for my condensed version. I read the protocols. And like the curator, by the way, in the London Museum who became ill, I was feeling ill reading them. After about 30 or 40 minutes, I had to stop reading them because I was feeling sick. I'm going to tell you this before I read them. The voice of the protocols is not the voice of a man. It is the voice of an entity that is not human. And as you read the protocols, it will become clearer in your mind that that is the case, as it was with Albert Pike, who, it's his words, not mine, said that he received that vision in 1871 from Lucifer, and everything in that vision has come to pass to the detail. So here we go in the protocol. Let me give you a few bullet points. We don't have too much time here. For instance, we shall end liberty. This goes right in the beginning at Protocol 1. Protocol 3, we shall have destructive education to corrupt the Goyim. It also says, when our plans are brought to fruition, it says, with the cycle of the symbolic snake, the entire ring will close upon the states of Europe, and it will be locked in its coil as in a powerful vice. Protocol 3 continues, we support communism and masonry, goes into that they had infiltrated masonry, it speaks about in there. Number 4, we shall destroy God. What they mean by that is we shall attack the foundations of God, which they've done in our school system, eliminating God from school, bringing about the theory of evolution, and basically trying to take it out of the debate, like creation, intelligent creation, intelligent design. We have another one, Protocol 7, the Christian youth shall be destroyed. It gives the details for that. And then it goes into Protocol 9. Listen to this one, guys. We name presidents, and it goes into detail about how they would overthrow and rig elections. That's Protocol 9. Sound interesting? 2016 election, 2020 midterms. Then it goes into we control the press. But I want to end on this one, Protocol 10. Protocol 10 provides an outline in which they would kill us off slowly by inoculation of disease. and starvation. Now, think about this. In the last 5 years, all these food warehouses have mysteriously gone up in flames or just blown up. We've had huge derailments like the one in Palestine, Ohio, ring a bell, destroying a lot of chemicals used to provide fertilizer. And we now have the rollout of the COVID vaccine, which Nobel Prize laureate Luc Montagnier said, within several years of receiving the vaccine, we're going to see a massive die-off. That's protocol number 10, said that they would destroy us through the inoculation of disease. And by the way, listeners, there was no such thing as a inoculation of disease in 1798 through the mid-1800s. How did they predict vaccines before vaccines even existed? Anyway, I'm going to throw it back to you, gentlemen, to bounce those ideas around.
Well, excellent summary. Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, Reese, thanks for all of that. We got a new report here. This is coming from State of the Nation, warning Gaza is scheduled to be Lahaina-ed. Do they know where their children are? It seems everyone's referring to Israel's latest lawn mowing operation as the rogue state's 9/11. If they mean it was planned and implemented by the Mossad, as was America's 9/11, I would agree. But I also see a distinct similarity to Maui's Lahaina on a much larger scale, 2 million Gaza citizens. Bibi has already announced Gaza is going to be razed to the ground. Perhaps Lahaina was just a beta test for Israel's new weapons and humanity's gullibility or cowardice. Israel is a total den of thieves and perverts, largest gay parade on the planet, probably the center for human trafficking, and I think they're making a bet. If they raise Gaza to the ground, and if no one has the balls to stop them, they build high-rise luxury hotels and party like it's 1999, or the rest of the world decides they can no longer stay in the mud and raise Sodom and Gomorrah to the dirt, at which case Ashkenazi Jews make their way back to the Khazarian homeland on the rest of the world's dime. Ukraine is known as the breadbasket of the world. He who controls the food supply controls the world, Kissinger has said. He also opined in 2012, as Reese was reporting, in 10 years there'll be no more Israel. While both Bibi and Zelensky, among others, have publicly referred to Ukraine as the new Jerusalem. And by the way, I've had a comment about the 40 beheaded babies. Likely those were Palestinian children that have been slaughtered by the Jews. Giuseppe.
Excellent points, Jim. I had to unmute. I agree with everything Reese has said. I mean, it's funny that the protocols are poo-pooed as a forgery, never as a fabrication. And so it's crazy, and I completely agree with Reese's take that some type of extra-dimensional, utterly evil entity is driving a lot of this, and I totally agree with that. And I think that that story you read is so true. If the world allows these vile, subhuman, Talmudic Satanists to wipe out a million Palestinians, or, they gave the warning to get out of there, 1.2 million need to leave. And where are they going to go? It's their homeland. I mean, when is the rest of the world going to wake up and realize that these Talmudic satanic parasites need to be wiped off this planet, not the Palestinians? It's the Jew that has to go.
Giuseppe, where are they going to go? Right.
Exactly. Where are they going to go?
2 million in Gaza? Where the hell are they supposed to go?
Yep.
They know if they leave, they'll never come back. And if you look at the slaughter, the devastation already taking place, block after block after block after block after block of cities. I mean, these are high rises. These are very large properties that were inhabited, and they didn't give any warning when they took them out. There are going to be hundreds, even thousands of casualties already. Even per building, it's just outrageous. I think the wild card here is going to turn out to be Turkey. Its president, Erdogan, has expressed strong support for Palestine, and he's a guy who follows through. He can't run the risk of looking like a paper tiger.
Right.
I think they have not calculated what's going to happen with regard to Turkey. And once Turkey comes in, it's going to be a really terrible situation for Israel. Iran, Hezbollah, Syria, I see a monster attack if Erwin takes the lead. Giuseppe.
I think that's a great observation, Jim. And it was interesting that Erdogan inserted himself into it when he could have just stayed on the sidelines. So that shows that there is some type of cooperation between these Muslim countries, and enough is enough with what the Israel and Jumerica have been trying to pull. So, you know, Jim, the most heartbreaking element in the United States is these well-meaning yet deluded young men and women who go into the military and swear an oath to the Constitution and then become instead low-paid mercenaries for Israel and the Rothschild Talmudic Jews. It's just, if only the military would step up and clean house here in the United States and get rid of this Jew cancer that's infiltrated all three levels of federal government and set up legitimate elections that are verifiable, and then someone who's sane like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would no doubt be elected, and this country could begin returning to repairing the damage that these vile Jews have done for the last century.
Here's another story, Giuseppe, that furthers my suspicion is all hell is going to break loose. Hezbollah supporters raise images of burning Israeli flags as terror chief, and of course that's a spin. He's a freedom fighter. One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. Says he's fully prepared to join Hamas war. Israel declares the two terror groups in Iran an axis of evil, and UN warns Gaza is now a hellhole. Hezbollah's chief has said it's fully prepared to join Hamas in its war against Israel, with a Jewish state today calling the two terror groups and Iran an axis of evil. Sheikh Naim Qassem addressed a large crowd of Syrian supporters in Beirut, waving Hezbollah and Palestinian flags, holding pictures of burning Israeli ones. He said major powers, Arab countries, and the UN had directly and indirectly told Hezbollah not to interfere in ongoing fighting between Israel and Hamas, despite the warnings. The leader of the powerful Iran-backed Lebanese group, which has already clashed with Israeli forces in recent days, and may I add, has defeated the Israeli army in the past, said it was ready and would contribute to confrontations against its southern neighbor. His comments came as Israel's defense minister called Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran an axis of evil. Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas is one axis, an axis of evil. Everything is decided generally from Iran. I think that was a bad move, Giuseppe. I think we're going to see a lot of action forthcoming. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. I think it's 98% close to being inevitable at this point. Sometimes when you set these gears in motion, there's no stopping it. And you know what will really be interesting, Jim, is that these Jews with their Kudinov-Kalergi plan, they've introduced hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of fighting age Muslims into this country. Well, you know, these Muslims are not going to go after white heritage Europeans. They're going to go after Jews. And I will say, go get them, Muslims. It's long past overdue.
Here's another. Gaza civilians vow death is better than leaving, as many refuse to evacuate hellhole, despite Israel saying Hamas uses them as human shields, and UN worrying the noose around the population is tightening. This is from the Daily Mail. Defiant Gazans refuse to evacuate after Israel gave them 24 hours before launching an out assault, have claimed they would rather die than leave their homes. While some heeded the call to leave by Friday afternoon, there was little sign of mass exodus, despite the UN warning the area is fast becoming a hellhole. Death is better than leaving, said Mohammed 20, standing in the street outside a building reduced to rubble in an Israeli airstrike 2 days ago near the center of Gaza. I was born here, and I will die here. Leaving is a stigma.
I didn't turn it on. No.
You know, we need callers when you're not talking. Please mute your phones. We're here. I'm hearing some. I think it's Northern Nevada. Paul. Paul, do you want to make a point?
Giuseppe, could I jump in?
Sure. Go ahead, Reese.
I want to bolster the points that you guys made, and I want to give a more powerful argument that this time the Islamic world is not going to stand and watch their brothers get slaughtered as they have in the past. Let's look at a couple of points here. Since 2007, we have a 15-year naval blockade blocking medical supplies, building materials, food from getting into Gaza. They've just cut off all food, electricity, water, and fuel into Gaza. So this is a clear genocide. I think the Islamic world has been sitting by collecting their money from the U.S. so they kind of like, you know, swallowed hard when they seen it in the past. But I think this time they're going to say it's kind of like when you see a fight going on and there's some big dudes outside of the bar. They don't usually get involved. They're just going to watch. But if they see somebody really beating the shit out of somebody, those big guys are going to come over and they're going to put a can of whip ass on them. I think Islam right now is so fed up with Israel's hubris and their chutzpah that I believe we may see them finally jumping. We may see Hezbollah with Iran. And I think Jim's right. Turkey has also been fed up. They've destroyed Turkey. Did you see what happened to the Turkish lira in the last couple of years?
Oh, great points. And you know, it's interesting, Reese, I'd like to jump in for a second. The idea that the Iranians, which were the Persians, they played a long game and they're very wise, and they've waited to see the Jews illegally and immorally controlling the United States, waste all their ammunition, waste all their initiative on the Ukraine proxy war, and now the United States is weaker than it's ever been, and now's the time to deal with Israel because the once formidable U.S. can't back Israel's play the way they could have 10 years ago, don't you think, Jim?
Yeah, I think you're right, Giuseppe. And remember the rule of threes. Human beings can endure for 3 minutes without air, for 3 days without water, for 3 weeks without food. Israel is clearly out to savage, to reduce Gaza to rubble, to commit a genocide right in front of God and everybody because they believe their God tells them they're entitled to do it. And they have nothing but contempt for the laws of man, the Geneva Convention, the Hague Tribunal, and all that, which makes them a rogue state. And I believe this will be unsustainable, not viable in the eyes of the world. I think a judgment is coming.
Amen.
And I totally agree.
Our economy is in collapse. Think about this as the other reason we'd want to jump in the war. We know they're lying to us. Unemployment is much higher. The economy is dying. I see stores all over New York City closing down in major high-end retail districts. We need a war. So now everybody wants to jump in like they did before World War II. That is why the West is going to jump into this thing. So, hey, don't forget what Harold Rosenthal said in his famous interview, I believe 1976. At the end of that, with Walter White, at the end of that interview, he admitted, most Jews do not want to admit it, but our God is Lucifer. And then he added, listen to this, and I assure you, he is very much alive. That's the assistant to Jacob Javits, to a guy Walter White had interviewed him in 1976. That's
great
my
quote.
Reese, thank you. Thank you for the call, Reese. Giuseppe, I've been very pleased with our simulcast. We're ironing out the bugs regarding the audio. We'll get it straight, but it's a joy to join you and speak free radio on these occasions, my friend. You're
right back at you, Jim. It's always an honor to work with the legendary Jim Fetzer, the most dangerous mind on the internet. And this went well. And we'll get those little glitches fixed up, and next month we'll do it again, Jim. God bless you.
I look forward to it. Reese, Paul, Brian, thank you for your calls. All good. Everyone, spend as much time as you can with your friends, your loved ones, the people you most care about, especially now we have no idea how much time we have left. Don't waste a precious minute you could be spending with people you love and care about. I'm so glad for Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their